With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A Milwaukee judge is arrested, accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities.
The FBI on Friday arrested Judge Hannah Dugan. She's accused of escorting a man and his attorney out of her courtroom through the jury door last week after learning that the immigration authorities were seeking his arrest. The man, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, an illegal alien, was taken into custody outside the courthouse after agents chased him on foot. Critics say this is escalating a clash between the Trump administration and local authorities over the president's sweeping immigration crackdown. Dugan was taken into custody by the FBI on Friday morning on the courthouse grounds. She appeared briefly in federal court in Milwaukee before being released. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Former Congressman George Santos of New York is headed to prison.
Former U.S. Representative George Santos has been sentenced to 87 months, more than 7 years in federal prison, after pleading guilty last summer to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Santos admitted deceiving donors and stealing the identities of nearly a dozen people, including family members, to fund his winning campaign. But the sentencing judge asked him, "Where is your remorse?" As part of a plea deal, Santos has agreed to pay roughly $580,000 in penalties. He served barely a year in Congress before his House colleagues ousted him in 2023. I'm Donna Border.
President Trump is calling for Ukraine and Russia to meet for very high-level talks, saying they're very close to a deal after preparative meetings. Trump posted on his Truth Social site shortly after arriving in Rome for Pope Francis' funeral that it's a very good day in talks and meetings with Russia and Ukraine, and said they're very close to a deal. The Justice Department poised to crack down on leaks of information to the news media, authorizing prosecutors to issue subpoenas to news organizations as part of leak investigations. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington shares a poll about persuasion.
It comes from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and it asks Americans who don't believe in God how likely it is that their minds could be changed. Amongst those who are the most adamant that they cannot be persuaded to believe that God exists are those who have graduate degrees from college. The youngest Americans, Generation Z, also less likely to be persuaded, as are members of the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Tennessee state legislature has adjourned without passing a bill aimed at keeping males out of female bathrooms and similar private areas. The failed legislation would have covered correctional facilities, juvenile detention centers, public higher education institutions, and domestic violence shelters. Another measure passed forbidding government from making employment decisions based on consideration of someone's race, ethnicity, sex, or age. This is SRN News. Texas lawmakers have passed a $1 billion education bill that allows families to use public money to pay for private school tuition.
This is a major victory for school voucher proponents nationwide and one that has been pushed by President Trump. The measure now heads to Governor Greg Abbott, who will sign it into law. Supporters of the measure say the vouchers can help parents get their children out of poor-performing public schools and force public schools to improve. Critics, however, argue it will weaken public schools by draining money and resources and giving them to private schools. John Scott reporting.
Newly released data shows that Texas public school ratings drastically dropped after the state implemented stricter scoring standards. The Thursday release of ratings for the 2022-23 school year marked the first time falling grades for districts have been made public in 5 years. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and headlines, at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.